So we just announced that Jimmy Eat World will be joining the lineup for Riptide on Sunday, November 24th. It is huge, exciting news. And even better news is we have somebody on the phone with us right now. It is Jim from Jimmy Eat World. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm kicking a whole lot of ass.
Sounds about right. Thank you for taking some time to talk with us today. Much appreciated.
Yeah, no problem.
We're totally excited to announce you as an addition to our show, Riptide on Fort Lauderdale Beach, and also stoked for all this new music.
Jim, it's Spanish, and you guys have your 10th studio record coming out. It's going to be out when we get around to Riptide. It's called Surviving. Give us the details on why Surviving was chosen as the title for the album.
The quick pitch would be the album mainly deals with, you know, the difference between just existing and truly living, and how that often comes down to a choice of getting honest with yourself about things that are holding you down and choosing to let them go.
So, Jim, I went on your Instagram, did a little social media stalking, and I see that you like to cook after shows, and so I'm curious as to what you'll be cooking us after you perform on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Maybe we'll do, like, luau-style vibe there, and, like, we'll roast, like, a whole pig underground all day, and then at night we'll have a feast.
Did we just become best friends?
I mean, there's going to be plenty of room for that, so that's definitely a possibility for sure if you really want to do that.
Oh, pineapple and pig on board.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I've never tried that, so who knows how it would be, but it sounds like a great opportunity.
Jimmy Eat World, formed and founded in 1993, but I really think it's safe to say you guys made it in September of 2017. When you became a Jeopardy question, it just takes some time, but everything will be just fine. Name this emo band that sang the middle. First of all, would you classify yourself as an emo band?
You know, some people do, and I don't really care. It's kind of like, I look at it more of like, it's sort of the title of our graduating class. You know, it doesn't really mean anything, but it just sort of describes people that were around doing what we were doing at a time in American culture, I guess.
It's like a superlative.
Yes.
So the emo reference didn't bother you, and the Jeopardy question really solidified that you'd arrived.
Sort of great. I'm finally valid in the eyes of my relatives who don't know anything about music.
So that's what it was? Like, grandma was super excited?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Ashley O in Spanish here. We're the big mistake. Talking to Jim from Jimmy Eat World, we have just added them to the Riptide lineup. You can catch them on stage Sunday, November 24th with Catfish and the Bottlemen, Real Big Fish, Switchfoot, Fuel, Barnes, Courtney, Soul Asylum, New Politics. So I'm excited to see you guys storm the stage. I already told you I stalked you on Instagram for a second, and I found another little nugget I'd like to talk about. I want to talk about your pre-show jams, which include Whitney.
Yeah.
The whole album? Was it a single that you guys were listening to?
Just the popular stuff, really. I'm not fronting as like a deep cut Whitney person. You know, I really just like the stuff that I can dance to.
Well, we'll be dancing before you hit the stage. I'll make sure Whitney is queued up and ready to go, sir. We like to wrap up with three questions. They're random. Are you game, Jim?
Bring it.
All right. What's in your left pocket right now?
Keys.
What's the last thing you put in your mouth?
Coffee.
And they call our show The Big Mistake. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made on stage?
Sorry, that's tough. I'm trying to be rapid.
It's okay.
I didn't have enough coffee.
No, dig for it. If there's a story, just let it happen. Let it come to you.
I must have called the city the wrong city once.
Oh,
I must have done the Spinal Tap thing probably, but I can't. That's probably the worst.
I think the city thing is just a rite of passage that sometimes happens when you've been on the road for a while.
Yeah.
We can't wait to catch you down here on Fort Lauderdale Beach, hanging out, basking in the sun in November, roasting pigs in the sand, dancing to Whitney Houston.
It's going to be a lot of fun, bro.
Awesome. Yeah, we're stoked, man. Thanks a lot for having us.
No, we're excited. Thanks again for taking some time out to talk with us, Jim from Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah, of course. We'll see you guys then.
So they're stoked. We're stoked. Jimmy Eat World officially on the lineup. Boom. It's happened.
And as we talked about the new record, we have a new song from Jimmy Eat World.
Right now. You can hear it right now. It's called All the Way on South Florida's Alternative 104.3 The Shark. Turn it up and enjoy.